Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
It's 2:37. I'm Chris.
I'm Aaron.
It's Christmas show. Yay! Isn't it?
Time, but right here.
Yeah, this is the last show for Christmas.
This is going to be the closest to Christmas?
I think so.
All right. Well, so I've got a hard choice to make. This is going to be tough. I know I wasn't tops on the list for either one of these, but it's just nice to be mentioned. It's been offered to me to both host the Oscars and be Trump's chief of staff.
Oh, wow. Both sound like both jobs you don't want right now.
I'm trying to see if I can pull off both.
Well, how recent, you know, if you scroll through your Twitter.
Oh, right.
You'd have to do that if you host the Oscars.
Well, if I called somebody a fag, then that would kind of just mean that I can't host the Oscars and then I would have to be Trump's chief of staff.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? You'd be perfect for the other job.
And if I haven't, then vice versa.
Yeah.
Trump would be like, listen, I'd love to have you on board, but there's not enough online abuse. You know, I got an image to protect.
Is there any video of you hitting a child, possibly taking candy from a baby?
Right.
On videotape.
By the time this comes out, we might know who's going to host the Oscars. It's surprising that they came out with
I kept hearing it was going to be nobody.
I think a lot of people are tossing around the idea, but I don't know that that's the plan. It may be.
If that happens, that's perfect. That's so where we're at right now. It'd just be the Academy going, all right, fine. It'd be the Academy going, this is why we can't have nice things.
I mean,
you get nobody. Good job, everyone.
Can't we get something for, like, transitions in between? Like, have Watson come on.
Well, no, that they...
the IBM computer.
Yeah, right. Well, they were talking about having, like, buzzworthy people, like...
Or that freaky Russian robot with the back of her head missing.
They're talking about having, like, buzzworthy people throw it to commercials or shit like that.
Right, kind of doing bumpers for them.
Yeah.
Doing a little, maybe, there'll probably be some...
But you have to vet all those people?
BTS, right? Behind the scenes footage of like what Benedict Cumberbatch behind the scenes at the Oscars. There'll probably be a lot of that footage spliced in. Honestly, like I think they, instead of looking at ways to reduce it, they should just make it a whole like event. They would have, it would be like a scavenger hunt for Oscars, right? They get all the celebrities together and they have them find, you know, they're like, underneath your seat is your first clue.
Well, what was Adam Carolla saying? He's like, it's just going to turn into self-serve.
Right, self-serve.
If you made a movie this year, I think you did a good job.
Yeah. I was thinking they should just drop from the ceiling. Like with parachutes, I'm not evil. But they would just kind of float down from the ceiling and be a mad scramble.
Just to see who was on it. Because, right? I mean, I'm only half kidding now. How long till award shows are deemed something-ist? Classist? Elitist?
I found out what gave me the frog in my throat last week.
Was it the presidential?
It was not the presidential.
No.
It was actually the cartridge that I had of concentrate. There's a lot of different ways to do concentrates, as we know, right?
You have that BT.
What's a BT?
Or was it BTO? No, that's a band.
Oh,
the butane.
Yeah, was it BTO?
You want to...
That was the
no,
one that
BHO.
Was, I think BHO, yeah. Called. Something, butane something oil.
Yeah. Butane hash oil.
Butane hash oil, of course.
I think that's the one you have to avoid. That's the one that'll fuck your throat up. It also burns really quick, too.
The BHO is the one to avoid for
that's
vaping?
Allegedly the one that can, vaping it can allegedly give you cancer.
Right, because it actually, well, I think because it needs to burn at a higher temperature, and at that higher temperature it creates, and that's part of what my problem was.
Oh, I was looking for something.
I mean, I only did it for like a week, so I doubt I have cancer already, but.
Never know. You have that new.
Well.
Mega cancer. BHO.
I've already survived the Packard plant, so.
That's true.
Do what you will. If I'm going to need it, if a lung replacement is in the books, it's already been scheduled by my body. I just don't know it yet. That's exactly what it was. This isn't BHO. It's something different. And it's supposed to burn or vaporize. Not supposed to burn at all, really. That's the problem. BHO is cancerous because it was burning. If you're doing it right, you're vaping and not burning.
So it burns really fast, too. I like shit to burn slow, which is usually distillate.
The cartridge that I got, I noticed the liquid in it started turning really dark.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because I was roasting that coil. And that was what was causing my throat to feel like burnt, basically. I was basically burning the back of my throat. And all I did was, I took, because I vape regularly, so I have my battery, and this is the same thread. So I just got the pre-filled cartridge, screwed it on,
tested it.
Which my battery automatically adjusts for ohmage.
Ah.
So I don't have to do that. I'm not going to automatically
burn it out. It doesn't adjust for wattage.
No, because it doesn't know like what type of liquid is in there. That's the ohmage controls the coil. The wattage really depends on what type of liquid and what type of cloud you want to produce. But
well, I have a vape calculator that I use online because my model tell me the ohmage, and then I could put in the wattage to run on the ohmage to get what volts to burn. So I can burn like those little cartridges at like 3.3 volts, which is what they're used to.
The wattage really is just a way of controlling the temperature.
Yes.
And I vape relatively low. So like I figured out at like the 7.5 watts that I was set this battery for was over 400 degrees temperature that I was burning at or vaping at. That works great without getting any darkened liquid or, you know, harsh hits.
Yeah, that's about what I run.
With just regular vape. But with the oil that I had in the cartridge that was too high and it was burning it. So I had to back way off. And I thought I was fine because I was getting not a huge hit, but I was getting a decent hit off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually vape really low anyway. I'm not trying to produce big clouds.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to do a little digging because I was like, am I doing this wrong? Did I get a bum cartridge maybe? I got another cartridge. It was the same shit. And I just ramped down my temperature, controlled it so that it was below. I was like somewhere between 300 and 350. And that was enough to get, you're not going to get this big cloud. You're just going to have, it's like smoking crack, you know? Like you don't get those big, you don't like blow out like a bong hit full of crack. Like most of it just dissipates.
Not if you're doing it right.
Right. Hey, I watch TV. I know. I just started to realize it was every time a little bit after I would hit the vaporizer, the concentrates, that's when I would get that feeling in the back of my throat.
Too bad the presidential isn't here for you to apologize to it.
Right, yeah. I kind of slandered that. So the presidential was very successful in nearly incapacitating me. So I guess the motto with vaping concentrates is start low and go slow, right? Like they say for edibles.
Yeah.
You know, start at a low wattage and work your way up.
Is cannabis just all a pyramid scheme for barbecue?
Possibly, but why?
Low and slow is a saying in the barbecue community. Roasted low and slow.
Oh. How are they on lighter? Like, I just douse the thing, let it roast, and
I think it's for
pull it off when it starts to burn.
For smoking your meats.
Right. I'm not a good barbecuer. Low and slow?
Yes.
That's what they call it.
It's a book called Low and Slow, The Master of the Art of Barbecue and 5 Easy Lessons. So, if you suck at barbecue, you should read this book.
Is that what the Beastie Boys are rapping about?
I think we might be back to smoking crack.
No crack smoking.
I just found out today we're all
natural, man.
Apparently, they have a DJ.
Who has a DJ?
DJ Crack Hurricane? Smokers?
Smokers have their own DJ?
They're doing
DJ
it right.
DJ Crack Rock? Beastie Boys have a new DJ.
No, had a DJ.
Had a DJ.
Have Money. DJ Hurricane?
Yeah, Hurricane. Got clout.
And I've heard of this guy.
DJs. Getting out the fuck out.
Till today.
You don't know DJ Hurricane?
I said Beastie Boys was three white guys. The end.
Well, there's also, they worked with Money Mark. You know, both of those were like DJs, producers, musicians of their own right. I mean, they contributed quite a lot. Also, the like the Dust Brothers, you know, they were producers, but they were kind of from that DJ culture, that beat culture. So I think, you know, a lot of this is like, I don't know, the Beastie Boys wanted somebody to, you know, write some beats for them, and they just wanted to come in and rap. And I think it wasn't until Check Your Head where they started playing their instruments and having more input on the production, I think. More control over the production or control over their sound. I don't know that... Did DJ Hurricane tour with them?
I'm not sure.
This is the Beastie Boys on a DJ Hurricane track. Yeah, I mean, those beats are straight up DJ Hurricanes. Like, he's producing this shit. I didn't know that he rapped.
That totally sounds like him. Sounds like a Beastie Boys beat.
Right. All right, it sounds like that. Well, I don't know. What era would this be? Because this would be after Paul's Boutique came out.
On the CB4 soundtrack.
So that's around when Check Your Head was out, right? That would have been the... But it does sound like the Beastie Boys are writing his rhymes for him. That's fine, you know. Dre does that shit.
This guy's way better than Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Hey, good news if you want to know how to grow pot but hate books without pictures.
Oh.
There's a comic book for you.
About how to grow pot?
A comic book guide to growing pot. Or it's called, I'm sorry, Grow Some Pot, an illustrated guide to growing your own supply.
They know the words are still in there, right?
What do you mean? Well, I mean, you got to get the words. It's not, I don't think that you can do this IKEA style.
This is someone who wants it in comic right? book format.
Where you just have just pictures of a guy like putting a seed in. I think there's some actual math and some numbers that you need to convey or something. Although it doesn't look, it's not that far off from, kind of looks like an IKEA manual with words and a little bit more animation. This is written by Justin Eisinger, illustrated by Chrissy Chung. How would you pronounce it? C-R-Y-S-S-Y. Chrissy Chung.
Chrissy?
I'm guessing it's
just
Chrissy.
An idiot spelling the name Chrissy?
I mean, if you're looking to grow pot today, you might want to look elsewhere. But if you're thinking that sometime around spring, you would like to start growing pot.
Oh, yeah, that's someone.
Then you can contribute
Chrissy
to their.
You're different. Your name's Chrissy.
You can, there's a Kickstarter that you can contribute to.
This Kickstarter for everything. We might have a Kickstarter that we don't even know about.
It is a rather nice illustration of what the inside of a seed looks like, though. There's a radical.
It's clickbait trying to get me.
That's not a vagina.
No, right here.
Oh.
Does remember Erica Elenak? Hear what she's doing now.
I don't know who that is.
I think she's on Baywatch.
Although this drawing of the seed is quite vulvic.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they don't have clitoris. Oh, wait.
At the top there.
No, that's cattle. What is that? Catalita?
Cotyledon.
Is that an O or an A?
Cotyledons?
That's an O. It's cotyledon. It's part. It's the font. It's the font, the word, and my eyesight coming together into something I can't pronounce.
The shoot apex. Sounds like that's how you should say it.
It's called a shoot apex. Primary leaves, radical, and root cap. These are all parts of the seed vagina.
Oh, there's a video.
Oh, it's old-timey video. Well, I hope they don't give away all their secrets in their video. You know, this looks like it would be entertaining in and of itself. I don't think this is really for somebody who... hates books and wants to learn how to grow pot. I guess it's for somebody who enjoys comics and also, you know, He's probably more interested in it than is actively going to do it. Because already, like, the fact that you have to write a whole comic book about it, I'm like, yeah, I'm out. You know, I don't need another hobby. That's the thing. It's not that I couldn't or don't have the patience for growing pot. It's like,
yeah,
I've already chosen my hobbies, and I don't need another one, you know? That's a whole other thing.
Like, I need some me time.
Right. Maybe I'll buy this, put it on the shelf, and wait for retirement to kick. And then...
Do it when you don't work.
Be
an old guy who grows pot. Oh, man. It's going to be a black market.
And then I'll sit there like...
a whole bunch of old people in it.
Squinting, going, this fucking font. I can't read any of this. By that time, there'll probably be an IKEA manual for growing your pot.
By that time, there'll probably be like pot box. Where they deliver you...
Pot box. You'll have like that shit from Star Trek that just makes shit. Right? Anything. Give me a banana split into blunts.
Yeah.
Then come back an hour later, like, more, please. Same. Let me re-up. What do they call that thing? A replicator?
Yes.
The one on the Next Generation. You know, were you ever... I'm not a big Trekkie, but they had... I watched some. It was almost impossible to avoid having seen some of Star Trek The Next Generation. But I think
it's the replicator. Good job.
I guess replicator is accurate because it
has its own Wikipedia entry.
It couldn't make something that didn't exist in real life. You might be able to like make a combination, like, I don't know.
The replicator is a machine capable of creating and recycling objects. Replicators were originally seen used to synthesize meals on demand, but later in the series they took on many other uses.
Like a gun. Yeah. It's just a 3D printer,
big
right?
But you can eat the shit. Blow me.
Which actually isn't probably far off. Like the more that we're going to rely on alternate forms of protein, which are going to include both grown lab meat, like grown tissue, and bug parts, the more we're going to probably be 3D printing food items. We're like, you know what? We took some of this lab steak and some cricket, we mashed it into a paste, and we 3D printed it into what looks like the perfect McDonald's hamburger patty. And
does it taste delicious?
Honestly, it doesn't matter what kind of meat McDonald's uses. They have their own flavoring that they just add. Same with Burger King, right? Like they just inject it with whatever their flavor is.
Oh, but Burger King, I know they're definitely adding flavor, but I don't care because I like the flavor they add.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. It's not a bad burger. But yeah, I mean, it is a way to also control, like, you know, your quality of beef. I don't know. Why
just
are we talking?
You just named an episode.
I'm not talking about quality of beef. What the fuck am I talking about?
We're talking about, we somehow got to the replicator.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be eating like replicator. We're going to be eating from the replicator. You know? It will be
you said
all
banana
this shit.
You're start like, with banana split and two
give
blunts.
Me a meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Give me a, you know, give me a hoagie. It'll make it for you. It'll just be able to 3D print it. It won't just make it out of thin air like the replicator does. But it'll all be cricket parts and meat byproduct and just protein.
There's not a lot of bug products in our food anyway.
I mean, it's a fair amount. That's why, like, I don't know. There's so many of our food items that we bleach, and it's not to clean them. It's to bleach the shit that you can't get rid of. So you don't, like, don't think about it, like, bleaching flour is not to clean the flour. It's to bleach all the bug parts that are in it so it all looks like flour. So it all looks uniform, right?
Good times.
So you can't see contaminants.
All the rat feces.
Well, right. But then if you give them unbleached flour and they're like sifting around, like not all of this is the same color. So which one, you know, you're going to like lay it out in a scale?
Like you owe me this much flour.
Right. I'm pretty sure once we get down to the ones and twos, it's all just bug parts. God damn it. Why did I even bring up Star Trek in the first place?
The replicate you brought
No. Yes. No, I remember.
How do we get to the replicator?
There's a segue. Captain Kirk.
Oh.
Was a pilot. What do you call him? What's his job on the Enterprise, right?
What, he's pilot.
Is that a pilot? He doesn't, there's the steering wheel on the ship, right?
Yeah.
Like the Millennium Falcon had a steering wheel. The Death Star probably had a steering wheel, too. Just imagine him turning the wheel. Just makes it spin. I'm sorry. This weed has made me really tangential. I wanted to bring up Captain Kirk because I wanted to talk about William Shatner. I got to it. I finally got there.
Google can't give me a straight answer. I said, who drove the Enterprise?
Who drove the...
It tells me who the commanders were.
Google just seriously.
Google's like, you need... Google's just like, wow. I'm not giving...
You, I think you just received an AARP email, too. There's certain questions that are when typed into Google. Actually, pretty much if you put a question mark at the end of your Google search,
what time is they just start sending you. Yeah,
they just start spamming you with like life insurance and home security and incontinence catheters.
There you go.
Oh, but the
Murder She Wrote's on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Network.
The Shat. Is up there. He's getting up there, but the Shat's back. He keeps coming back.
What's he doing now?
The Shat came back the very next holiday season with a holiday-themed album.
Oh, God. Oh, Shatner Claus? Is it this album?
Shatner Claus has to be the worst name
Shatner for an Claus? Album. Oh, God. I thought we had heard the worst cover album ever.
Oh, with Debbie Gibson, right?
Tiffany.
Or Tiffany, I'm sorry.
We might top it.
Yeah, we were listening to Tiffany earlier.
Jingle Bells featuring Henry Rollins.
Well, holiday songs don't count as covers, really, do they? I think it's almost worse, though, if he has originals.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. It's traditional. But does this say featuring Henry Rollins? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Is this... Is it going to go into, like, punk rock now? Oh, he's double-timing it.
Or the fields we go after all the way. Belt on Buff Hill.
So he's kind of in between, right? He's kind of doing a talking, singing thing. Is that Henry Rollins on Hambone? Is that his contribution? He's just stomping and slapping his knee in the background. A day or two
ago, I thought I'd get I think Henry did the chorus.
He's singing this like it's a dirty limerick. Right? All right. Well, we can't listen to the whole album, but let's get a... What are some of the artists that he works with? Todd Rundgren?
And Artemis Pyle.
Wow, Run Rudolph Run. Wait, it's not Run Run Rudolph? That's one of the worst Christmas songs ever. Do you have a favorite, by the way? I'm sure I've asked this before.
A favorite?
Like, what do you consider as a good song out of all the Christmas songs?
Least favorite.
What's your least favorite, then? We'll start there.
For both of us.
Work our way back.
It's probably the same one for both of us. It could be. Because also, too, it's just sad for who it is.
Oh, Paul McCartney? I'm not mad at this song.
It is the worst Christmas song ever.
It's like,
and it's also probably one of his worst songs
ever. It's the worst Paul McCartney song ever. Yeah, I'll give you that.
A chord. There's no chord progression.
But there's worse atrocities in the mainstay of Christmas music. I mean, would I rather hear this than Santa Baby? Fuck yeah. Any day of the week. Or I saw I saw Mother kissing Santa Claus. Is that it? Yeah, he kissed the mother and ran over the grandma. I was just making sure I got that right. That whole triumvirate.
Yeah.
That whole triumvirate of songs of Santa coming and molesting your family, like, those can go to hell. I don't ever need to hear those songs ever again. But no, those aren't the songs that we're getting rid of course. It's fucking Baby It's Cold Outside that's quote-unquote problematic.
Wait. It's in your shit?
Okay, but does Shatner do a cover of this song? What else does he do? He keeps it pretty traditional, right?
Oh, there is a... Wait, I guess how they close out the album.
Oh, there's... Oh, God, this is... Oh, God. Was Henry Rollins, like, squeezing Shatner's nuts the whole time?
Yeah, or he's just kicking him.
He's like, we're going to do this fast and quick.
He's just gonna,
and as an incentive, I'm not going to stop squeezing your testicles. Actually, didn't he have to, like, squeeze? He just probably reach over and, like, step on him a little bit.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, oh no.
Do you think there's worse?
No.
This Silent Night featuring you Iggy might lose- Pop?
Yeah, might lose respect for somebody.
Iggy Pop, there's nothing he can do that would make me. Iggy Pop likes exploring, likes playing with lots of different musicians. I don't blame him for that. Brown young virgin. I'll let you know at the end of this song how I feel about it, actually. Holy infant. Cause, so tender. And mild. Do you ever wonder what the sound of a person coming to a screeching halt?
I know, right?
And doing a full 180 sounds like. Tag this recording. Yeah, okay. Fuck you, Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Although I do enjoy the little bit of vibrato. That is, you know, it's a lost art. So when you're William Shatner, I think you should be looking to pair up, right, with stronger vocalists, right?
Yes.
You
know
Dasher. I think you want to go like very much stronger. You don't like if you've got a really strong voice, then yes, you can do the duets with Iggy Pop and Henry Rollins. But you need somebody who can actually carry some water and tune for you. Do some of the work. So like Brad Paisley is probably a better example of somebody, or who else is up to that? I don't even know. He doesn't really have some like any exceptional singers on this, does he? He doesn't want to be overshadowed. Maybe that was the thing. Maybe that's where the ego gets in the way.
Snow is piling up. We're stuck here.
Oh God, this is going to be radio play.
Hey, is that Brad Paisley?
Yeah, that's Brad Paisley.
He's stuck here too. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so
boo. Well, let's think Brad Paisley's a guitar player. He'd just be playing guitar for all we know.
Doesn't he sing? I thought he sang.
He does.
Am I confusing him with somebody else? Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God. I never thought I'd say that hearing country vocals.
I'm saying, like, this probably is the best vocalist on this whole. I don't see anybody that I think would be better than him. There's a song with Rick Wakeman, Billy Gibbons. He's working with non-vocalists or not like traditionally strong vocalists.
Play bells ring. Are you listening?
This is. Hey, Todd. Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
I want you to go find Iggy Pop. I want you to both get in the same car and just drive it off a cliff straight to hell.
I know, right?
Right? For aiding and abetting in this monstrosity upon humanity, I sentence you to exile.
Take Henry Rollins with you.
Yeah, I don't know who Artemis Pyle is, but...
I believe he was the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's cool then. I mean, he's a drummer. What do you expect him to do? Drummers just take gigs. That's all they know. Oh, Jesus.
like, put okay. It was funny for Rocket Man like 40 years ago, right?
It almost makes more sense still, though, for him to do pop songs like that, to do traditional songs. Winter Wonderland is a song that you put on, like, the whole family knows the lyrics, and if they are so inclined, they would all participate and would sing along, right? If your dad was just the guy who refused to, I mean, it's one thing to not be able to sing in tune, but if they're not singing in time with everyone else, then I don't know. It's shitty. That's what I'm saying. It's a shitty thing to do, William Shatner. I hope you don't sing like this around your family. This seems like farce. You think he's serious?
As a kite by then.
Isn't that all of William Shatner's career, though? Where you're like, does he know?
Yeah, I know, right?
I think he knows.
But
wait, is he
but
in on
the joke's on us because...
Should we keep eating it up?
Yeah. He's loaded.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So if it's all... If it's all like, yeah, we voted like, you know, we voted the wrong kid onto homecoming court. Well, joke's on him because he's loaded. He's got like a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He is making albums because people are going to buy them. People are asking for this. Right? This isn't like his celebrity blues band.
Yeah.
That like he's funding to have go out on tour, like, as
yeah,
a vanity
had, like,
project.
Legitimate musicians work with him.
He just, yeah, I mean, like, people still want to hear me do this shit? I'm going to do it. And it kind of seems like I'm slagging him, but you got to respect the work ethic. Well, right, but, like, you know, he's like...
He has one song...
People want more Star Trek? Let's do it.
Without anyone. And I've never heard of this. Maybe this is his original...
Is this off the Christmas album?
Yes.
Okay, but is this gonna...
Is it snowing over there? Are the fires burning bright?
Can you...
Are the doors adorned with wreaths of gold?
If you were at a family get-together and this song
yeah,
is playing...
are you tossing this on?
Like, what?
I'd be like,
can you
happening?
Imagine how awkward... Like,
are the doors
stopping?
All locked? Are we all going to be killed?
Are the dinners being made?
Is somebody just playing a DVD with the TV off? Or are we just hearing the audio commentary for something? Is this what a podcast sounds like? You know, the other day I was listening, I heard William Shatner kind of talk singing these Christmas songs, and I was thinking, is that what your podcast sounds like? Is that what you guys do? Is it kind of like that? That's me talking to every female relative. I should say every female relative talking to me. Is this still Shatner?
Yes. Well, this isn't.
Oh, right, no. Then it just goes to shit. Like, all this part is Feliz Navidad. Cause you just,
yeah.
All you really need to do is just say it at the right time. Right? Just say it at the right time. Just. We don't want your. No! This is not a back and forth. This is not a.
His next album is going to be called And Now It's Just Sad.
This is some horrible cultural appropriation.
Yeah. I wish you a Merry Christmas. No, really.
I'm going to play this album
really?
When my family's Christmas get together. See if anybody notices.
Whose drunk uncle is here that keeps trying to sing along with the album?
Yeah. We're doing karaoke? Take over.
Oh, shit.
You should call it Shitner Claus. Be more apt title.
It's only you're saying shit in their claws. Well, there you go. I mean, a stocking stuffer, right? For $20, you can get the vinyl.
My stocking will throw back at you.
No, and then you don't even have to listen to it. You can just put it on your shelf and tell the world that you enjoy things ironically, you know, like a true Gen Xer.
Yes.
I think we should get to some news stories, but I can't resist. I have to know. I heard on the way over here about the new toy craze for this year's Christmas season that is making a lot of people upset, and I can understand. Because when I've had toddlers, people give me gifts that make noise. And there were toys that my kids grew up with not knowing that they ever made noise. They got smart enough to find out, hey, wait a minute, this thing has a switch and a battery compartment. Why? Why didn't you tell me this thing had sirens on it? But the newest craze is called Yellies.
Oh, my God.
The toys that move when kids scream.
Oh, what demon from hell made this toy? I don't even have kids. I'd be like, what the fuck is... Someone gave you this to my kid. I'll give it back. Like, no, sorry.
Yes.
In fact, don't come over anymore.
Right. Todd Rundgren, on your way to picking up Iggy Pop, I need you to stop and
pick up the guy who invented
and pick
the
up
yellies.
Whoever invented these horror toys. I mean, how do you even advertise this thing as like in a way that would still make parents want? Well, I guess you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're a modern parent, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't buy it, your kids are going to yell at you. So at least they're not yelling directly at you.
Those are not words you typically associate with one of the hottest toys of the year, but that's exactly how some adults are describing these cute little
scooters. So it looks like a spider?
Hoping to warn other parents before
it's,
they
it looks like a fat spider, if you saw it on acid.
Named, encourage kids
fat anime
they
spider
weird.
On acid. The louder you yell... How are they yelling? Okay, wait a minute. But they show them racing them. Yeah, how could you control that?
Yellies, which have
like, my yelly only responds to my yell.
Scooter only work when your children scream at them. The louder the voices, the faster the furry creatures go. Kids can even trigger something called freak-out mode, which only happens when little ones really ramp up the shrieking. As you might expect, parents aren't so thrilled. The reviews on
what he neglected to say is the triggered freak out mode is not in the yelly. It's in the parent.
Yeah. The parent backhands kid. Oh, you trigger freak out mode.
Trigger freak out mode means when a shoe comes down on top of Yelly's head.
Yeah. Wow.
I smash the first one. The kid screams. All the other Yellies start spinning out of control.
Wow, if someone gave it to my child, I would choke them with it.
Is it art or is it like, if this was played as a commercial on SNL,
I know,
I would
right?
be like, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. That's great. Oh, man, they nailed it. They're fucking serious. Like, they made this shit.
Don't buy the toys that make the noise. That's the key thing. If there's a toy that has a button on it that makes noise, they're going to press that button like Bart Simpson over and over again.
Just
for days at a time.
Keep the batteries on.
The friends come over. Hey, cool.
Right. And within a week, the batteries start to drain. And then it's even worse because they never die completely. You just have toys that make random noises. Even they push them and 5 minutes later, it's like.
You heard about the Darth Vader bank toy? Let me tell you about this toy, so don't buy this toy. Mark that down, too. The toy is this big. It's bigger than the kids. It's Darth Vader. He's standing like this.
His chest out.
That super-duper Oakland Raiders helmet on, you know what I mean?
What?
Here's the
I'm
kid
not
with
sure
the
I do.
The kids put money in the front of the mask, okay? And here's what happens immediately after the coin goes in. Here's the four, so... For 15 fucking minutes. And they bring the other kids from the other houses over and they put money in. So it goes on for hours. Use the force loop. The third day, the mechanism breaks. Yes. So now it doesn't need money to go off. It just goes off randomly in the middle of the night.
Yes. That's what happens.
My kids and my wife, they sleep like wood. Not me. I'm an insomniac.
I've never seen this before, but that's totally, I've had that experience.
Just so I don't have to hear James Earl Jones' fucking voice. And when at the last step, right before I have to go to the bathroom, I always say, Dennis, I'm on again. Come here and turn me off. I'm giving the finger to Darth Vader in the middle of the night. Isn't that right? Shut up. And now he's full of money. We can't get the
money. This series, all right, but that's not really his calling as a as a stand-up, right? I think he's a great actor. I really do. I don't think he has. I don't think he's somebody who's really been pushed to play a lot of different roles.
Yeah,
but I think he does what he does really well, and he's really entertaining. I love his shows that he's been on. What, the Rescue Me was great. So was the one about him being in the band. I think that was rather short-lived. It was a great show.
I didn't watch that one.
It was really good. Honestly.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I think you would like it. It's a lot of the jokes are based on the dynamics of the interpersonal dynamics of the band. And not this band in particular, but they're like universal, you know?
Gotcha.
We've all seen or sometimes possibly been that guy at times.
I want to ask the person who invented Yellies, do you have children? I don't have children, and I know that this is a fucked up thing to do to people, buddy. They have to yell at the toy to use the toy. You are an asshole, inventor of Yellies. You are 2018's asshole of the year. I know the year-end awards are not till next week, and we're not even really giving any out except this one. But this, like, that's just a dick move. The only other thing, yell at it and then shit on it. That's the only way you can make it worse. You have to yell on it and then shit on it.
You have to stick it up your ass to power it.
Yeah.
Charge it up. Stick it up your ass and then scream really loud and run around in a circle. Then you just shit it out and it spins around.
Yes. It's the only way you can make it worse. Or like pee on it.
This car goes faster when you flip it off.
Yeah, right. If you swear at it,
you yell profanities at it.
If you swear at this bunny, it hugs you.
New Hot Wheels swearies. The kids are like, fuck, shit, ass.
Cars are just flying. Like, seriously, this may have been the work of high people. Like, let's see if we can invent the most annoying toy ever. See if we get somebody to make it, and then see if we can get people to actually buy this motherfucker.
I know. I have a feeling that they're banking on the concept being so ridiculous that it would catch on virally, and that they would make enough to probably make it. You know, because toys are
the adult version is you fuck it. You gotta fuck it to work.
Think about when we were kids. There were toys that were the hot new toys that came out and were the thing. You know, we came up during the era of Cabbage Patch Kids and stuff like that, and kind of where that started to become a thing. But Star Wars, G.I. Joe, He-Man, these things didn't go away. Ninja Turtles, like all this shit, would continue to sell year after year. Now every year is a fad, and everybody needs one thing, and they're not going to give a shit about it next year.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes they make a comeback, like the Fingerlings, I guess. There's a new version of them that are really popular right now. But most of them fall into this, like, Furby category where they're super hot first year, then it just steady decline until they're at the dollar store.
The Fingerlings always sound like a fetish porn to me.
Right?
Yellies. It's screamies, right. Not test well.
So just... Yeah, just make a product that's loud and obnoxious and brightly colored and...
Obnoxious.
And everyone will want it for 1 year, and that's all that they need. They make their money, and then they, you know, steal some more ideas from China and figure out what to make the hot new game for next year. So, cannabis. The cannabis we are smoking now, legally, I remind you.
Yes. We are just two guys hanging out doing legal things.
Yes. You're on private property, sharing a joint that was legally procured.
Yeah. If I had a porch, we could stand on it because that's technically private property.
And if you're wondering, I know we had talked maybe last week or the week before about a possible ban on home grow, that basically conservatives who are going to be leaving office in Michigan at the end of their term, the end of this year, are looking to restrict the legal program that was voted in. And one of the items that they're looking to restrict is home grow. Doesn't look like it's going to pass.
Well, this is because in January, the people who show up will go, yeah, and nope, and we're undoing because, this.
Right, and this is just what... This is just one small piece in what the Republicans across the nation are doing by practice.
Speaking of dick moves.
They're trying to like, it's like they're stealing the W's off the keyboard type of shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to mean anything, but it's a fuck you. Somebody needs to get them some yellies.
Wisconsin.
If they got some, we need to send these outgoing lame duck Republican representatives some yellies so they can just sit and scream at them for a couple
months.
They
can brace them like in the commercial.
This is going to play out how it's already... We already know how it's going to play out. You mean nothing. You're just sitting at a desk soaking up some tax dollars before we kick your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck off. Here's your yelly and your gold watch. Now go fuck off to be a lobbyist somewhere. So.
Yeah, I saw that bullshit they're pulling in, was it Wisconsin? They're voting to restrict powers of the new governor. Well, but this
yeah.
When the new governor gets in, they can go, here's a resolution that says what you did is bullshit.
Right. if it was a situation where you had some balance, where like it was a Democratic governor coming in and a state house that was full of conservative representatives, then you might have a chance with that. But in a lot of these, it's like the Democrats are going to take over, so... We just got to fuck things up as much as we can right now. Like
they're coming. They're coming for your guns. They're going to take your jobs.
Republican from excuse me. Senate Majority Leader Arian. Is his name really Arian? Arian Meekoff. White dude?
I don't know
what he looks like.
Guy named Arian I knew was a black guy. He's a running back.
Oh, okay.
Arian Foster.
Meekoff says he wanted to prevent a flood of marijuana into neighborhoods by...
Oh, my God.
...by people growing their own pot.
Fucking thing sucks!
Hey, guess what, buddy? It's already fucking here. Like, didn't we cover this? People aren't gonna like, well, it's legal now. I'm all of a sudden... I haven't smoked pot for 45 years.
Homegrown.
I'm gonna start now. No!
Well, think about, let's compare it to beer, right? There's a direct correlation there because home brewing is something that people, you've always been able to do it, but it's become more accessible even now.
I just hung out with three dudes who do it regularly.
Right. These guys didn't go, they weren't like stone sober one day and went, that sounds interesting, making your own beer. And then I could drink it too. And then got into beer drink. Like, you start off with wanting beer, right? So what do you do when you want beer and it's legal in your state?
You buy it.
And you're not an alcoholic? Well, you buy it anyways if you're an alcoholic. But you go and fucking buy it, right? How does restricting growing stop weed from spreading if it's still legal and accessible to all the people who want to get it? Nobody starts smoking weed by going, yeah, but I'm going to grow my own plant. Maybe Pendulette. If Pendulette decided, somebody who's never done a drug in his life, an illegal drug, never been stoned, never been drunk, never been on LSD or anything, if he, and also has been on the cover of High Times, by the way, if he was to smoke a joint, he would probably do it in a way where he grew his own pot, his own plant and smoked it. But most people know. It's not going to make more pot smokers by making home growing. Like, oh yeah, I already have an indoor hydroponic garden. That's how I grow my radishes. I might as well just convert it into and then
tomatoes.
Start smoking, right?
No, you know what, assholes are trying to do? These are fun governors.
They're not doing anything. They're essentially not flushing the toilets when they leave the bathroom. They're just like, there's my shit for everyone else to flush.
They're being fun governors because that's the only way people can have pot till the storefront show up.
Bitter old men is growing it. Change
is growing it at home.
When I grew up, people smoked pot and it was illegal, like it should be.
Yeah. Nick was gonna
that way you
me.
Had an excuse to bust a hippie over the skull with a nightclub. Well, he had illegal substances on him, and he looked like he was eyeballing me.
How are we going to arrest black people
right.
if pot is legal?
You can't arrest dissidents if you can't catch them with illegal drugs.
How are we going to shake down these teenagers if pot is legal? Well, it'd still be illegal for them.
That's right. It was struck down. This sad old man gets to go home at the end of his term. Having continued to do nothing. Well, it was an uphill battle, too. He would need 3/4 of the vote because this is overriding a law that was voted in.
This guy look like meh.
Who's that? Like a caricature of an old man?
It's one of Jeff Dunham's puppets.
Oh, is it?
It's just what I view this guy looking like meh. You can't grow in your garage.
Yeah, I can't. I think I'm good with that anyway. I couldn't. I failed in relighting it. So other than that, other than our own unfurling legal program in Michigan, elsewhere in the country, what we've got, finally some medical license approved in Ohio. So they're looking at opening up some of their first shops, finally. In Boston, remember the dispensaries that were like the only two open?
Yes.
And they did like almost $500,000 in a couple days. There's been some more licenses approved in Massachusetts for growers. I guess that's predominantly what's holding them back is just not having enough supply. And possibly looking at Nebraska for a 2020 vote on cannabis.
Really?
I think, Nebraska, they don't have a medical program. This would probably be a medical program, I think.
Maybe, or rec.
I forget.
Because they border Colorado. They could just finally go on, all right, uncle, we border you.
Right, because this was a state that was suing Colorado, one of the two states that was suing Colorado.
I know, red state, but I mean, spent a lot of time there recently. They're more...
It's medical.
They're more kind of a leave us alone red state.
They do not have a medical program as of yet, so it is a medical proposition that they're putting together if they get enough signatures and it gets on the ballot. But that's hope. I mean, then what do you do, though, right? You have a medical program with the state that borders a state with a recreational program. How do you even police that? What does that even look like, right?
We'll know with Michigan and Ohio here shortly.
Well, right, but like you could just say, like, if you get pulled over...
That's every state who bordered California.
If you get pulled over with a couple joints in Nebraska then, and they have a medical program, you don't have a card to show that you have, you know, like you do in Michigan. Before, prior to this law, you could, if you were driving with it, you had to have it like locked up or in your trunk, and you had to have your card on you to show that you're a medical marijuana patient. But in this way, they can just go, well, no, I bought it in, it's not illegal in this state because there's a medical program, but I bought mine recreationally in Colorado and brought it over here.
Yeah.
Is that illegal? I don't know.
You tell me, officer.
But how finally are you going to start parsing these things when dealing with...
Turned into George Young. What did I do? I took some plants.
Before it starts to be homogenized. Much like, again, alcohol is. Eventually just kind of, while there's state regulations for alcohol, it's legal in every state. Right?
Yes.
But they just have different ways that they want to control it, tax it, all that. That's essentially what's going to happen eventually. And another step in that process of this just going completely nationwide is getting it out of Schedule 1. And recently Congress made one kind of small step in that in just getting hemp off of the classification of an illegal substance.
Got to start somewhere.
Well, it's kind of ridiculous that it was on there in the first place, right? I mean, hemp is just the cannabis plant that doesn't flower.
Yeah. Now we can make rope and clothes.
I mean, like fuel and all kinds of things. Plus the third most food-related Google search of this year, of 2018, was related to CBD oil or CBD gummies. So between the interest in CBD products and interest in hemp products,
government.
How finely are you going to parse this before you just go, look, it's all harmless and legal and we should just treat it like anything else? Well, that's it. I did find out, though, too, my own current home city of Livonia has officially voted that they will not have any recreational weed shops in their city limits. That's fine.
Back to this guy again. Meh.
Right. And Livonia, it's a bunch of old
this
people.
Guy. Meh.
Livonia's full of old people, and they're very conservative. But it also borders Detroit and other cities that, I mean, I travel a mile and a half in one direction, and I hit a dispensary. So,
yeah.
Councilman Scott Barr said the change was done as something to, quote, cover our bases. I don't know what that means. Maybe he said asses. My intent here, wait, old man voice, right? My intent here is not to squelch any discussion. If we would like to continue to discuss this in committee or whatever, I don't have a problem with all that. If after discussion we choose to reconsider, we have every opportunity to do that. Why was this a quote? A Hometown Life, Livonia online paper. Like, that was the most interesting thing that guy said about not wanting pot in the borders of the... Anyway.
He sounds super opposed.
The city joined several others in banning such facilities, including Birmingham. I can see that. That's kind of upscale, way more conservative. Birmingham is used to, like, come and eat, shop and live in a nice apartment in Birmingham or a house. And then go down to 8 Mile for your liquor and your titty and your whatever else. Now they're already going down there. Like, that's what the city's for, right? That's where we store all the shit we don't want everyone else to see. The city is like treated like the suburbs' attic. So whether recreational pot is readily available in the city limits of any of the any part of the Detroit area is kind of besides the point. We already know where to find drugs.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Little Mac.
Yes.
I was just fighting him on Super Smash Brothers. Huh? I've become addicted to that game.
Oh.
I was determined to not be beat by my own kids at a video game.
Oh.
And I played it for like 2.5-3 hours almost the other day.
Did you beat him?
Well, no, I was playing on my own. That's the thing, like my son already knows how to play, so you get in the ring with him and he just beats the crap out of you. But playing on my own, and plus you go through the training sequences too, so that you can get used to how the moves are. But yeah, long story short, I was trying to fall asleep, and I could just picturing Super Smash Brothers gameplay in my head. It was keeping me awake.
It's time to stop.
Yeah.
But Purple Punch. That's what we're... I think so. No, let me check. Yes. Purple Punch.
That is the actual show.
Yes. Purple Punch is the sweet and sedating union of two indica dominant classics.
I was just going to say this has got to be straight up indica.
By breeding Larry OG with Granddaddy Purple, the astonishing trichome laden Purple Punch was born, smelling of grape candy, blueberry muffins, and tart Kool-Aid. Definitely picked up on the blueberry muffins when I was breaking it up. The potency of this strain gives the consumer a 1-2 punch to the head and body. Initially landing between the eyes and settling down into the limbs. Purple Punch is a delicious dessert strain that is best suited for after dinner. Hey, good thing it's after dinner, right? Its effects may help with managing nausea, stress, minor body aches, and sleeplessness.
I would say it's a nice balance of a hybrid, an indica-dominant hybrid. So I didn't feel like it ever completely derailed my train of thought. It just kept diverting it.
Mm-hmm. And makes you relaxed, euphoric, happy, sleepy, uplifted. Doesn't it all? Medically, it's good for the stress, the pain, the insomnia, the depression, the headaches.
The Nintendo music's like providing little musical cues for you.
I know, right? Negatives, dry mouth, dry eyes, dizzy, anxious. Tiny bit headache.
I don't think it means it always gives you a tiny bit. I think it means that, like,
it's very small. It's a little small.
Yeah, but like, some people may experience headache.
Plenty of weed. You smoke too much.
Then you get a headache from anything if you smoke enough of it?
No, for sure.
I think that's why people can't OD on it. You just get to a certain point where you just can't do, like, you just, like, stop.
Yeah, it's called a nap.
Right. Right, but it's not like alcohol just shut your body down on you.
Oh, among other things. Right. See, fucking no one, Google Smart won't tell you who invented Yellies. He's nominating that guy for turd of the year.
He's in witness protection.
Yeah, right.
They get so many death threats, and like we can't even afford to. But like, it's cheaper for us to just move you out of country.
So many parents just. What is wrong with you?
What can you imagine? I mean, Like, you get death threats on the internet for farting on TV. Like, this person must be just getting a deluge of,
he should,
of go kill yourself emails and
this one person
tweets. And
what were you thinking? Besides getting paid. But anyway.
It seems like the worst idea in the world. Like, what if we had a doll that gives kids AIDS? Like, not all of them. Just, you know, there's just a chance.
Mm-hmm.
People would like the danger.
Stabbies. The arms are hypodermic needles. Right. Oh, it's time to go, kids. Just remember, we're on Twitter.
How about a video game where you just, it's your whole goal is to choke your parent and beat him in the face.
You just
beat him in the face constantly until their eyes puff up and they eventually pass out.
It's called Dad Sucks.
Well, the dad one, you go for the nuts, right?
Yeah.
This video game is just called Peg Your Dad in the Nuts with a Baseball Bat. And every level is some variation of that, but it's just a game.
Yeah.
I can't be held responsible if kids get ideas of their own.
Yes.
For my video games. I'm sorry, I'm going tangent. I told you this weed is very tangential.
Yes.
I'm trying to find, there's a verb form of the word tangential that I want to, like, figure out. But I digress.
We're at TheWeason420 on Twitter. At TheWeason Podcast on Instagram. TheWeason Podcast at ChristopherMedia.net. If you want to email us, check us out Tuesdays and Fridays. And stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.